It's a podcast. And now,
welcome back to More Garbage.
Yo. More Garbage Podcast, Sunday Crunch. Right here with my man Ferbs, Big Ferbs. And little Luigi, aka Max Quarters.
Luigi.
Hey. We, of course, will be doing Max Facts and Max's Book of the Week and Max's Record of the Week, followed by
me,
a grown up conversation between myself and Ferbs and whoever's in the chat about
digital privacy.
All right. Oh, look at that cute little logo in the top right corner.
Doesn't that look nice? Hey, how you doing?
Okay. Anyway, so you guys all doing all right? Everyone's good? Yep. Feeling good on a Sunday?
Yep.
Got your coffee?
Sunday on a Sunday.
Uh-oh, maybe I forgot to give Max his coffee.
I don't have anything to drink.
That's all right. Give us a fist.
Give us at a least fist. I had some snail juice.
For solidarity. Ooh. There you go.
Ooh, some snail juice.
Some snail juice, huh? You live in that slug life?
Oh, Mom just gave me some kombucha from the background.
Oh, wow. Look at this guy. He's got PAs.
Flavorful. Right. What, I mean, what are we drinking? What are you drinking?
Pomegranate.
No, but like, let's show the label. Let's not advertise our advertisers.
Edwin.
Yeah. This is another brand we are not sponsored by.
A non-sponsored sponsor.
That my uncle,
Health Aid Kombucha.
But my uncle used to work here.
There it is, rock and roll.
Yeah, for Health Aid Kombucha. They did them right, so you know, check them out.
There you go, Mom, from the background.
Yeah, Max got his PA popping over there. All right.
So.
Well, my friends, yeah, we got Max for the first 30 minutes of the Sunday Crunch, and we're going to jump into some
Max Facts.
What we got,
man? All right, dramatic pause.
So, we're having a lot of facts, like frog facts, future facts. So, the first one is spadefoot toads smell like peanut butter.
Crazy.
What?
I was just looking at, I was actually researching it, looking at it. And it looks like it even affects people that have peanut allergies if they it says here is like people that handle these toads sometimes occur an allergic reaction characterized by sneezing, wheezing, or red eyes.
Last time from Sunday Crunch, watch the video when we talked about peanuts.
That's right. I don't know what episode. Was that last week? That was last week, right? Last week. So I put up that in our Facebook link. I put up some information. But continue talking about the toads.
Look at you guys, huh?
Don't look at your phone, Dave.
I was trying to sit on the soundboard, and the soundboard wasn't working. I wanted to give you guys some applause. So the drum roll for the dramatic intro and the after the fact. But I guess we'll work on that for next week. My soundboard's not working.
So what else with the toad?
35 high-tech facts.
Oh, damn. 35.
One day, my brother's
sister. What's our score?
Laptops will roll up like a yoga mat one day. And cell phones used to be the size of a brick.
Well, can I ask you a question, though? Do you really need a yoga mat laptop?
Well,
do
yoga on
it. Are they thinking of the principle of like, you know, when you're packing your bag, you're supposed to roll up your t-shirts to get that maximum space? And they're like, yeah, roll up your laptop too.
I mean, I guess that like if you didn't, I mean, for me, carry it flat, but if you could just roll it up and just put it in a little space, that'd be cool.
Maybe you could do yoga on it. Maybe that's why they made
it. You know what? I want the crumpled piece of paper laptop. You just go. Yeah.
And then you do this and it opens.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, but if you crumple it up and then throw it somewhere, isn't it going to like break?
Well, I didn't mean like really throw it, but you know, maybe you keep it in like a waste paper basket. Maybe you got a bet. Oh, you
done next like facts? That? All right, next okay. Next
facts. He's like, that's enough facts. Dad jokes. I'm out.
It's a word fact that will
blow your mind. Blow your mind. Word facts. Okay.
God, what does that Schneiden fit?
Uh-oh, I think Max is possessed by Satan no. right now.
S-H-S.
He just sounded like a David Lynch character.
It's getting me.
S-C-H-A-D-E-N-F-R-E-U-D-E is a German word that means joy. Derived from the troubles of others.
I think in the future Max, you should make sure that you Happy know
Schadenfreude. That's the word.
We may need to make sure you can pronounce your fact.
It's a word to say joy in German.
Schadenfreude. I'll put it up. Put a little link up.
Hey, what's up, Tori? Tori in the comments.
Hi, Tori. My name is Luigi.
Okay. Wait, I forgot what I was going to say. Damn it. Oh, you know, oftentimes for people that read a lot, mm-hmm. You encounter words that you kind of come up with how they're pronounced in your mind because you've never actually heard someone use it, but you start to see the word over and over again, and you have your own pronunciation, and sometimes it turns out to be...
Schadenfreude. There it is.
Okay, wait. You want me to give you full screen? Here you go.
Here, full screen. Take it.
Schadenfreude. Oh, God. Okay. Okay. All right. We got you. We got you, bro.
Don't say I'm crazy.
So, No. So, for me, one of those words was facetious. F-A-C-E-T-I-O-U-S. Facetious. But really, it's pronounced facetious. And I thought they were like two different words until I was like in my teens sometime.
Okay.
Since yeah, nice talking
wrong, let's go on to the next fact. In Wales, there's a community named LLANFAIRPWLLGWYNGYLLGOGERY.
Oh my God. What's happening? I think Max was abducted. This is just like an alien that thinks every letter is a word.
I can show you. There it is.
I just see the same fact from before. Look at you. Why are you plagiarizing facts? You don't even know how to say them.
Do you see LLANFAIRE?
Oh my God. Are you just picking facts that you can't pronounce?
Bro, you are out of your mind.
Facts I can't pronounce.
I like it though, but we need to learn some news.
Well, let's now the third one's got to be another fact that you can't pronounce.
I like it. It's like a whole thing. We could be a thing about it.
The Hawaiian word aloha means both hello and goodbye.
It's like shalom.
You should have said A L O H A.
The Hawaiian word.
Now I have to say the facts like this now.
Come on. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Listen, I found these facts.
They're good facts. You're just busting your balls.
You can find it yourself. Here.
I mean, but it's Max. Oh, son by a 7-year-old.
Yeah, just kidding.
Oh. But it's Max facts.
You can do that.
It's a player.
A woman set a world record by stacking 73 frozen waffles in her hands.
Did she do anything with those frozen waffles?
Yeah, I was like, and?
I think I'm going to beat that record. Wait a second. We need 74. That's it? Get 74 echoes?
No.
80. This might be attainable.
80.
Still, might be attainable as a record, though. You want to do it with me? Should we practice?
I mean, how heavy is that?
A lot of it's heavy. I feel like I could have this record.
I mean, one waffle is super light. 74, that's probably like the weight of a TV.
Wait, how big of a waffle is it? Is it like an Eggo or is it like a Belgian waffle?
Eggo.
It says Eggo?
This is the picture.
Those Eggo. Do look like Eggo waffles.
I'm going to go with that. Frozen waffles, it says. That's an Eggo. Okay.
Oh, they're frozen.
That's also what it says.
So it's water weight.
So that's probably how much
I feel like it could be. I guess it's more about like, can you hold them steady without tipping them?
Right. It's all about balance.
Right.
This is a long fact, a very long one.
So well, listen, I think maybe live on the podcast next week, we'll have Fubs try to break the world record.
That's a lot of waffles.
And then we can eat them after.
But like, what are we going to do with that? That's a lot of waffles. It's just unfreeze.
How long it's going to take.
We're going to eat them at Madison Square Garden.
I mean, I got to figure out how much space
in the Hulu Theater.
It's going to take 73 years to do that.
Okay.
Well, a frozen Eggo waffle apparently weighs 0.97 pounds. So you're talking about roughly 80 pounds of waffle.
Yeah. Also, do you eat one Eggo per year?
Who?
I don't really eat Eggos.
No? When was the last time you had Eggos?
This year. I only had Eggos once.
Max, are they good?
Are you kidding me? You had two Eggo waffles last week with a scoop of ice cream
that
in
is
between.
The first time.
He's this guy. Do you hear this person?
Yeah, that's amazing, though. Oh, player. Come on.
We came up
with I want that sandwich. That sandwich sounds amazing.
Yeah. So,
and I got the lactose.
I made two Legos and we put a scoop of.
Made two Legos.
Oatly. Two egg, Lego Mago.
Lego and Oatly. Nope. Come on.
Do you think they had to stop saying Lego Mago because of Lego? I think they did do it with two G's. I don't know. That could be problematic, especially if the Eggos like interlocked. That'd be a problem, right?
Well, remember the mini Eggos used to connect.
I feel like we lost Max Quarters Eggo. For some reason. So I guess I will just.
Do mini Eggos still exist? They do. Mini Eggos. He's going to break the fourth wall. He's coming. I feel him.
I think Max Quarters is still talking off stage. He thinks we can hear him, but we can't. All right. There he is. All right. Let's go, Max Facts. Earn your money.
Over 100 years ago, an 11-year-old boy named Frank Epperson left a soda-filled cup with a stick in it on his porch on a cold night. He called it an episcopal. When he had kids, they called it a popsicle, and Frank patented the name.
An episcopal?
That's amazing.
Episcopal. Epsicle.
Frank Epperson, because his name was Epperson. So yeah. Frank Epperson invented the Epsicle. And at the end of the day, his kids called it the Popsicle. There it is. I see it.
Oh, because Pops.
Very cool. He says kids called it that. I have no idea. I guess that's it, right?
Did you know
Frank Williamson Epperson?
Did you know it's possible to snow ski in Hawaii, USA?
Where, at the mall or something? They got one of those indoor malls. All right,
Mr.
Max Facts.
Is a portmanteau.
I have two more.
How many facts do we have today? This is extended.
I like this extendedness.
This is a lot.
I have six more facts.
Okay, what?
Six
all right.
Free
Let's
about
go.
Luck. Free
Let's
about
do
luck,
this.
And then free about the future.
All right.
Andronomy, it's a good luck to touch a chinemy sweep blush.
In Germany?
It's German? Good luck to touch a chimney.
A German chimney.
Germany.
All right, what about a Germany chimney?
Germany chimney?
That's it.
10 times fast.
Last time.
What happened? You don't have records or books this week?
I do.
He does. He's just keeping us in suspense.
What do you mean?
I like suspense.
What happened with the chimney? I missed the fact.
German chimneys?
Meaning you don't remember what you just read a second ago? Boom!
It's good luck to touch a Germany chimney.
That's West Side Gun.
A Germany chimney.
Germany chimney.
To touch a Germany's. Mom, you're not in the podcast. It's good luck to touch a Germany chimney.
It's good luck to touch one of those things.
Holler.
It's good luck to touch the sweeps brush of the chimney in Germany.
The sweeps? Chimney sweeps?
Yes. I believe we reached
the cue the Dick Van Dyke in the movie.
Oh, jeez. Book of the week.
Goosebumps. Holler.
What do we got for book of the week?
Goosebumps.
Nice. Three Goose Tales, Terror Trip. So there are three tales in this book.
In this Ghoulish Tales.
Terror Trip.
Is it good?
Sponsored by Scholastic.
The best.
There's.
Man, Scholastic's not the best when it comes to delivering stuff on time.
This story, a shocker on Shock Street, Deep Trouble, and One Day at
Hand. Very cool. Have you read any of them yet?
Yes.
Which one?
I read all of them.
Oh, you're gangster. Which one's your favorite out of three?
Tell him, Max. We don't cover Book of the Week without reading.
But I know there's three. Maybe only one or two were read. You know, maybe you can get this.
My favorite one was One Day at Harland.
What happened in that?
Yeah, what happened?
So
someone died?
Relax, Mr. All you know about dying people. Mr. Morgue.
I mean, a ghoul. We're talking about ghouls, right? All right, Mr. Morgue. Gotcha.
It's about these people who are in a car, a family, three kids, one father, one mother. The car broke down, and then it just happens to be. It's right next to an amusement park.
A creepy amusement park?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay, go on. Do they have to go into the amusement park? Is that where this goes?
It's the person who sells tickets.
Just like that?
Oh, what an interesting costume you have.
Oh, I see. Okay. Would you believe that?
Or do you think it was real? As soon as I saw that smiling horn.
So that guy's the guy that's serving up tickets.
Yep, this guy.
I mean, I don't want to give spoilers out. I don't know what happens, but did they get out alive?
They go to every single
event, attraction. I mean,
yeah,
ride, etc.
Every single one.
Yep.
In the amusement park, and there's horrors in each one. The never-ending slide.
Oh, that sounds terrible. They're still on it? They got off?
It's hard to say.
Never-ending slide.
So needless to say, it's an unbelievable.
And then they went creepy story. And then they were going around the thing and turned the corner, and the guy was staying like, wee! And he went, wee!
I can stop saying all these stuff. I can read the podcast right now if you want.
Oh.
Don't! No!
Big up.
I faked him out. You saw that? He thought he was getting canceled right there.
Goodbye.
Got him.
Goodbye.
Got him. Okay. It's all love. It's all love.
The one that's not the most complicated is Deep Trouble. So
you recommend this book?
Yes.
Good stuff?
Yep.
Record of the week.
Nice.
Stand By Me.
The Stand By Me soundtrack. Yeah, that's excellent.
What's your favorite jam on it?
It is la li la li la li la lollipop.
Lollipop. There are a lot of fun songs on there, right? I remember actually listening to that cassette as a kid. Yeah, I definitely had that on cassette, and I ran that
serious movie. Started some careers that movie.
What other songs are in there?
What you got there?
So these are all the songs on side A.
Hey, what famous actor sang Yakety Yak in a movie?
That's a really good question. I don't know if I know that.
The person from the Goonies?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Remember? It did Yakety Yak, don't go back.
Wait, he's in this movie?
I'm going to find that right now.
He's in this
movie? Sidebar. No, he's not. Wait. Isn't Jerry O'Connell in that movie? Who else is in the movie?
What? Yakety Yak, don't go back, huh?
Arnold. Get to the chopper.
Here we go. I'm going to bring it up in a second. I just want to make sure we don't get like a commercial.
Oh, God.
First. All right. Let's see. Here we go. Are you guys ready?
Share it.
Is it up?
Yep.
Yep.
Wait, I gotta
choose sound, sir.
Yeah, exactly. I bet I did not.
Choose sound.
Take out the peppers and the trash. Remember from Twins? Take out the peppers and the trash.
This is exactly where you guys are on the same page. About to go into it. Falling.
Oh my God.
Said peppers instead of papers. Take out peppers? The peppers and the trash.
Ah, accents. The funnest. The most fun. Uh-oh, he's about to go in. I feel it. I feel it coming. I feel like the proof is in the pudding here. We're about to hear everything we need for a good laugh.
Well, you don't get no spending cash if you don't scrap that kitchen floor. You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak. Don't talk back. Da 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 da.
I knew you were trouble the second I laid eyes on you.
Excuse me. I just have never heard this kind of music before.
Arnold.
I thought we were talking about Stand By Me. How did this turn into
Yakety Yak is on Stand By Me soundtrack. Are you kidding me?
We were sidebarring. We were cruising into a new life.
But he does it. It's a running joke. He does it a couple of times, and he gets like really into yakety yak. Oh yeah, it's nice.
Oh, there's a song called Yakety Yak. Boom.
That's the one.
Performed. Yes, Jerry O'Connell.
Yep. See, Tori knows what's up.
Performed by the. So it's performed by the Coasters.
Hey, can we see your face, Mr. Quarters? There we go.
Written by Jerry Leber and Mike Stauer. Published by Intersound Music Clinic Music ASCAP. Produced under license from Atlantic Recording Corporation. So it's basically performed by the Coasters.
Okay. Yakety Yak was. All right. What else is on there that you like on that soundtrack? Let's see your face. We can barely see you in that corner.
Stand By Me. That's one of the songs. And Let the Good Times Roll.
Let the Good Times Roll.
Come on, baby.
Let me see you soon.
And Every Day.
Yeah, every day. Yes, but can you get your face on camera, boy? Where are you, who are you hiding from?
Oh, like, you want me to do that?
All the way in the corner.
I can do that. Look.
So yeah, that's a good soundtrack, and I'm glad Max was able to share that with us.
Oh, peace, God. That's it. That's your 30, 25.
All my stuff.
You're getting paid for 30, but you're doing 25. Okay.
Anyway, you want to jump off, Max? You ready to go?
Come break that fourth wall. Say hello.
Because you know you got 5 minutes left on the cast in your time.
What are your thoughts?
If you wanted to add something, you do have the opportunity.
It's your world. It's your 5 minutes.
This guy's a beast.
That's a pea. He's a piece or a beast?
Is that like a monkey's in a barrel monkey kind of?
The batteries are dead, but he's like a light up crystal monkey.
Gangster.
Are you sharing random gifts from grandma? We gathered a few of them up the other day. All these little like
tchotchkes.
Yeah, exactly.
Chazarai.
Oh, I guess Max is done. Did he say bye? I don't even know what happened there. Oh, well, probably messing around with the button.
Good talk.
2 seconds ago.
Okay, Max Quarters.
Anger.
Aggro, but on time.
He's not having it.
All right.
Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
Oh, jeez. Mr. Max Quarters.
With terrible seven. I never told you that.
On a Sunday. No doubt.
My guy. I mean, I like the stuff he's pulling out, though. He's got good stuff.
So, my friend, today, you and I are going to be discussing digital privacy. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yo, it's sketchy, man. Like, you don't even think about it. And then last night, this is so fucked up. Like, I went to go see my rents at their house and have dinner. And like, I look at my phone and like, it's like Spotify's playing. And I thought I just left it on. So I shut the app. And then it turns on again and it's playing. And it's playing some playlist I've never even seen before. Then I look and it's attached to like some random computer. I say to my dad, is this your computer? Is it like somehow attaching to?
Yeah, I'm you listening. Have some kind of weird VPN for right, like, Vietnam or whatever.
I'm listening. And then I'm like, oh. No, and I like it just keeps playing, and then I'm on the way driving home. I have it playing, and I'm listening to something, and then this other song comes on. Somebody's got control of my account live, and I'm like, "What the hell?" And then,
and you're doing banjos, like literally, right?
So I'm turning like, them off, and I'm putting my thing on, and I'm like, "What's going on?" I didn't even put it together. What's happening? And it was just like driving and trying to like, and I just turned it off finally, shut my phone, and like maybe I'll reinstall it. This morning I wake up, I don't think about it, and my password's been reset.
Mm.
Or like I can't. I gotta resign
it. They just decided they're like, I like this Spotify thing. So I think I'm gonna keep it.
So then, like, I look at my email, and like twice last night, two different pings from Indonesia and one from Vietnam, people trying to sign into my account, and I'm like, oh Jesus.
Yeah,
like
he's sharing it with all his friends too. Yeah,
well, it's like once you go into that, you're like, oh, you connected just about anything. If you're,
it's like back in the day when people used to get like a calling card number. Remember, someone always had someone else's calling card number.
You know what was worse? The FedEx numbers. When I started working in like record labels and stuff, FedEx numbers were passed out like candy. Like there were certain FedEx numbers and huge accounts that nobody even looked at.
Mm.
That like, and you could, back in the day, you could use them like easy. Like there was no, just like read it in, it goes, ships out, gets charged. And so that was a big thing. I remember that. Like, but this is like, it you know, got me thinking like, oh my God, I got to change like all my passwords now. And you start to think like, what, how many passwords do I have? Like,
so that's the thing. I remember once I got an alert that said, hey, your data might've been part of, you know, compromised and blah, blah, blah. And we recommend you change these 43 passwords. And I was like, oh, what?
And make them all different.
I have passwords. Yeah, exactly. They're like, you reuse those.
And you're like, Like, I literally have a page I've written passwords out that, like, I go to, and then I make new ones, and, like, and I'm just like, wow, now I need to remember a whole set of new passwords.
Yeah. Like,
but it was really weird. Somebody who's controlling my account live, watching that, was like, yo, this is creepy.
That's happened to me, too, and then I realized that it was Max. I was like, oh, I bet Max is at home trying to use Spotify right now.
I thought it was Heather.
And you know what's annoying? Like, sorry, go on.
She was playing similar things, but not on the Spotify. So it was like, well, that's not it exactly. This is weird. That was like, this was like somebody was live.
I went and got the family plan. I upgraded to the family plan at some point, so the three of us can use it. But because he uses like my old phone, and I guess it has, I don't know. When Anna uses hers, it's fine. But when he tries to use his while I'm on mine, it's like, no, no, no. I don't know. It like knows that this computer and which phone are mine.
You know, it's like there's like, you know, we were talking about being tracked the other night. It's like they have so much info on us.
Yeah, they knew. They're like, they know everything. We know that you're not home right now. Okay. We know you're not home. Come on. I'm like, but I got the family plan, but it's your device. I'm like, ew.
Yeah, they know you're not connected to your device. It's very weird.
Ew.
Well, there's haptics, you know, like at this point we have haptics on here. Looks at your face, knows you, hears you.
See, Tori said that happened to
and I was wondering Netflix. What they watch, Tori. What do they watch?
Yeah, what were they watching?
I mean, these guys were listening to some weird acoustic playlist that is, it fucked my algorithm up now. Now I have this playlist on here that's just like, God damn it. Fuck my playlist. Fuck my algorithm up. Listening to some weird, like, acoustic, strange, like, ethereal.
You know,
shit.
Some people tell you, just get a VPN. But what they don't know is that has nothing, the VPN has nothing to do with that. People think VPN is like some kind of security system. VPN is basically like if you live in China and there are websites
so they can't see you.
That you don't have access to,
right?
It hides where you are, and it makes it seem like if you're trying to access, for example, content from the U.S., it'll make it appear like
you're in the U.S.
You're not someone from China trying to access it, you know. But basically, security issues, most security issues come from actual scams. Like, people send you a link you're not supposed to click.
That's it.
People get you to answer your phone, and like, you know, you might think you're answering some like basic innocent question, but they're trying to like match you up to other information.
Well, the other thing is what they do is they start to record you, right? So, because like some stuff is,
yeah,
so they start to record you, yes, your name. So I answer all phones to any number I don't know, and sometimes it's real, and you're like, oh, sorry. And I go, beep, pop, boop, everything. Yeah. Like, yeah, what?
Right, because they can record you saying yes or no, and then they can use
your name
that for voice recognition shit, right? Yeah. That was more of a problem like a couple of years ago. Because, well, I'm sure it's still a problem. People don't protect themselves against stuff like that because
we've got too desensitized.
They want it to be within reasonable means. You know,
the other thing is that we were talking about 43 passwords, like. You know, you should change your password every month, and you're like,
yeah, and you're like, about? Okay, and store them all in your whatever keychain, right?
Digital. Well, then you're like, oh, why did I do that? And I feel like, you know, the minute I did that, people stole my shit, and
well, yeah, then it's like, well, what happens if something happens to my keychain? Then they got everything, or what happens to yeah? Remember, for a while, no one wanted to have a browser store any kind of info, but
and then you let it store everything.
They're actually pretty secure, but nothing is 100%. Nothing's like an iron wall.
Listen, I got lazy or comfy, and I started storing everything in the browser. And then all of a sudden, there was a fraud on my bank account, and there's a fraud on this. And you're like, oh, you see, like, that's that. Like, who fucking knows how they get all the shit?
So I was kind of comparing few different browsers, just general, not like super deep diving, you know, and matching it up with stuff I know from the past. And pretty much, you know, what would you say is the best search engine on the internet?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've had this conversation and we started with...
Like, who's got the best algorithm?
Oh, that I don't know.
Well, Google. Google's got the best fucking algorithm.
Well, Google has the best algorithm for their advertisements and for their business. This is the thing.
It's very good for predicting what you're looking for, even if you don't word it correctly.
Well, right. It knows what you want to see.
But very often, it does have the echo chamber effect where... It's trying to feed you what it thinks you want when sometimes it's not exactly what you asked for.
Well, that and like it doesn't really, you have to dig deep to search.
So
like the days of just putting information, like if you want topical factual facts, like I wonder what this is and that's a fact. Yes, that's easy. But if you're like looking for like critical information that can form bigger facts, arguments, conversations, thoughts, business decisions, you really do need to be able to search in a very like aggressive way. Know how to search for shit you need.
So I would say another two very good browsers are like DuckDuckGo and Brave.
I use DuckDuckGo.
Right.
Yeah, I got Brave. I haven't used it a lot, but I've downloaded, I put all my bookmarks in it.
DuckDuckGo, yeah, search engine and the Brave browser. So when I saw a comparison where when you search for something in the Google search engine, the link.
The Google.
Is like a long string and has all this information like where you are.
Yeah, it's got all your location. It's got more data than you think.
You know, what website you're coming from.
It's how we're all connected.
Where you go. And, like, are you clicking on an image or an ad or blah, blah, blah. It has info in it, and it is kind of letting you know it's collecting more info about where you're going after. Right, and it's a lot of cookies involved when you're dealing with most websites and Google. But when the DuckDuckGo search engine was used, the link was just the link. There was no other crazy string of shit there. And that's why people love using DuckDuckGo. And it doesn't have anywhere near the numbers that Google has. Right. But if you're into privacy and not having your information harvested or being tracked, you might want to check out like Brave browser and maybe start using DuckDuckGo for searching. Bless you. Woo! Machine gun.
You muted. Okay.
Respectfully.
I was like, I gotta mute.
Sneezing respectfully. No doubt. Oh. Yeah, so check them out if you have them, Brave Browser and DuckDuckGo. Remember, there was that other one.
I like Brave, though. Brave is my favorite so far.
Ask Jeeves, which just became Ask.
Did they really make a browser?
Oh, I lost some light there. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Check them out.
I like Brave, though.
Yeah, I like Brave, too.
So far. It's just like... They figured out how to do it.
And Brave is incorporated into a bunch of like crypto wallets.
I saw that. It's crazy. Well.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. A lot of
it's very like 3.0, internet 3.0 kind of, right?
I appreciate them. So our key chains, digital key chains, safe. I would say they are relatively safe because they exist for the purpose of the password.
And okay. To the credit of all these things, the minute that there is a fraud on my bank, they let me know. Like, it was a little bit of a rigmarole to like fight it and get the fraud back and all that, but they let me know. The minute that Spotify was like, wait a second, you know, this is weird, they shut it down, you know, and let me know.
Do you check your bank account every day?
I try to.
It's crazy, man. There's so many things that we're supposed to do every day. You know, like how are we supposed to move to the next level if we got to keep checking on?
Well, that's part of the game. Like,
this shit is
when you do it and you put it in a routine, that you definitely get more conscious of how to work with it
better. Yeah. Also, when you don't look for a while, you're like, what the hell is this? Because a lot of the charges,
crazy,
they're not printed clearly, and there's all kind of like third parties involved, and you know, then you got to spend like 30 minutes trying to figure out what that $5.99 charge was, and then you're like, oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's the worst. The worst is like, you know, now it's like you don't even know where half the shit is or who's like, it doesn't say what you know, you just had to figure out what that company was.
Yeah. Then you find out, oh, that was my phone bill. Well, why doesn't it say AT&T phone bill or something? You know, the fuck? What'd you find? You look like you hit gold.
I was looking for digital keychains and I got like a whole bunch of like weird physical digital keychains with information you can pass out, like business cards and shit.
Right. Oh, well, you know, this doesn't have anything to do with digital privacy, or maybe it does. But how do you feel about business cards these days?
Important, always.
Still, like physical.
Never not. Business cards. It's such a nominal expense for such a potential. And even if, like, listen, you know, I've given them to youth that don't do business cards, and still, like, if you go to a business event, people give business cards out. Because you know what happens? This is really, for me, if you go to a trade show or you go to an event where you're meeting a lot of people and there's a lot of digital back and forth, there's not a physical reminder tomorrow, right? And there's so many conversations when you see 100 people, 200 people, mm-hmm. that you have to recall that. And for me, that physical thing that is a huge piece of recall where it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy that gave me this. And like, yeah, that's the conversation we had.
Especially if you're a visual person, right?
It's a big piece of recall.
It's like when you write something down.
Yep.
You kind of remember like what it looked like when you wrote it down. You know what I mean?
And what I used to do at trade shows, if I was sitting at a booth, because this is even more interesting, I find that if I walk a show as a person attending it, not showing at it, I have all my memories intact by order. But when you're standing at a booth all day, they blur, right? And so it's very helpful to have a physical representation. And that's even better, I used to staple them. I used to bring a notebook or a little binder with, you know, business card things, and I put it in, and then I write notes either on it or next to it, and you see when they came by physically by the order you put them in. So then you have notes about what little things you spoke on, just so you know exactly like what it was you were talking of. So I think they're important on some things. I think if you meet somebody randomly on the street and you're a one-on-one and you're chopping it up, totally irrelevant. It's cool, but if you're having that kind of conversation, you should just exchange info, and at that point you don't really need it. You know, then it's just silly and extra. But in a situation where it's fast, it's great. It's really how much of an interaction you have with somebody, I think. But like, I can tell you, for if you're selling something, which, let's be real, everybody's selling something, right? Doesn't matter. You're selling something.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as a creative, you want to leave them with something, even if it's like a reel, like a digital reel, or maybe it's a physical reel, or maybe it's a little promo card with a QR code on it. You do these things and they become more than just information. And I think it helps, especially visually, especially people, like, It doesn't matter. Everybody still has shit on their walls and stuff on their desk. It's not like we live in a non-physical society. So by doing the extra physical of any kind of information, you're in people's lives physically. Like, still give out information for selling things in physical form because people like it. People have desks, people, and even if they throw it out, it will bring them to where they need to go on their machine. And that is kind of the real, you just can't be forgettable. And sometimes if you say to somebody quickly, I'm going to email you or I'm going to shoot you a text, and you don't really have like a good conversation, you didn't spend a lot of time together, that it's not nearly as effective.
Hmm.
Than both.
I tend to agree, but I was just wondering if that was some, you know, we're not boomers, but if that was like a, you know, older generation.
Well, thing. But I will say this, that even the kids that when you get into an industry, you follow suit. Tech people, no cards. Makes sense. They're tech people. They shouldn't have cards, right? But you're still in the apparel industry, food industry, you're making cards. You're making pamphlets, flyers, something. You're not like, here, I'm going to send. No, like, you're just not. Like, the only reason that happened quickly, but you're still like making something people can scan, right? So you're not saying I'm going to email you. You're saying,
well, I don't know. Some people might scan it, but I think most people might just like.
But let's say you're somewhere
and put your info into their phone.
But if I'm like, oh, very cool, and I scan something and I'm walking around and it goes into a browser window and I put that in my pocket, I might look at it 2 days later. But what was this? You know what I mean? I'm not going to stop that moment and look like that because you're on the move. Something physical, when it comes back around, it deserves your attention more now than ever. Because digital is static now. It's like how flyers used to be back in the day, right? Remember you go to store 100 flyers? You're like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a digital email, that's what an email is now. It's what an Instagram thing, a Facebook event, a TikTok video. You know, it's like there's so much.
Come full circle. Mom Brave browser peeking around right now, see if there's anything new popping.
I uploaded all my bookmarks. Totally. It looks like Chrome.
We all know what's wrong as a user. Access to, you know, I might as well share this window if we're taking a peek at it. Let's see. Share my screen window. Where is that damn window? Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll get into a little elk meat if we have time. Probably not.
We always have time for
elk. Hey, a little mini elk. All right. So, Brave browser. Here we go. We all know what's wrong. Is the user access to your activity and data is sold to the highest bidder. Entire system is rife with ad fraud. See that? Block data grabbing ads and trackers, right? With Brave Shields. I mean, their whole business model is privacy, right? Browse without fear of censorship from outside influences. Oh, IPFS integration. Uh-oh. Boom. Interplanetary file system. Bo 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 bo, powered by a Filecoin. Bo bo bo, elk meat. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Filecoin, we got a Filecoin right here, and it is. Let's see. Let's bring this out here a little bit for the big picture. What are we on here? How many days? That's 30 minutes. Let's go to the day. All right. Yeah, there we go. Wow. Come on,
this is crazy.
Come on, people.
There it is.
There we go. All right. So we did see it go super bananas back in May, right? Look at that. Look where everything was back in May. Look at this. I mean, it's ridiculous. We were sitting pretty at like almost $2. And then
here it goes.
Come June, we're pretty much hanging down here at 40 until July 21st, pretty much when Bitcoin popped. And then we've just seen like almost nothing but green. Look at this. This red line's even getting shorter as we speak right now. It's going to keep going up, which means it started to go down today.
And what is that right now? Are we looking at Bitcoin?
No, this Filecoin, which powers the
IPFS. Ethereum popped the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Ethereum's pretty at like probably 3,000 or 3,100. No, over. It's over. Oh, it's at 3,000 now.
I was going to say, when I was there, it was there.
It's just coming down a little bit because things cannot go up like this every single day. You know what I mean? Not Bitcoin. Crypto is very volatile, and when you have a run, so it makes like it fun. This, you need to cool off a little bit, and then boom, pop off again, right? But 3,000 is great. Ethereum was at like, here we go. It was at 1,600 back in April.
It's crazy, right? So
it's doubled since then, and that's including with a crash. Boom.
It's been a wild ride.
Even with the crash. So, you know, those people out there that are like, oh, but it was at 4. Like, yeah, but it was at 15 just back in April, right? Not so long ago. 4 months or something, right? 3 months.
That's the definition of volatility.
Yeah. I always hear that guy, George. We're all George. From Cryptos R Us saying, you know, many times when people are judging how something's doing, they judge it from its top, right? And they don't always really look at where it came from. You know, if you look at like any of these things from last year, you know, from like just a year ago, they're all up like, I don't even know, like 100% or something. Not 100%, like 10x to 100x. It's bananas. Or from the last cycle, like 2018, they're up like 1,000x or some shit. It's fucking crazy. You know, even Bitcoin, it had gone as low as 3,500 back.
Oh, trust me, I was on that first. I was on that 2018 fuckery myself, and I just kind of disappeared on it. Just didn't even touch it. It was just like, I'm going to sit back and just go away. And then all of a sudden, just chill, and here we are.
So that's a lot.
That's the way it goes.
Enough elk meat right there.
Man, elk meat's interesting. It's in general, cryptos, you know, it's like last year was this hype. It got very public. You know, it became something where like people had heard about it, but last year it became household name.
People were home.
Right.
They got it became checks in the mail, and they were like, yo, I need to flip this somehow.
But in general, it became something that everybody knew about. It wasn't something that was like, oh, I've heard about it. It was like, oh, everybody knows about it
now. Well, it wasn't even just heard about it. It was that everyone started to know someone that made a buck, and they started feeling that FOMO, you know, and they were like, yo, maybe this is not magic money as some of our co-hosts have referred to it as. They're like, what happens when you try to cash out, though? I want to see what happens. I'm like, nothing. You just sell it, and you got money. Like,
yeah. It's like...
That you could say it has no value, but then anyone that has it can go on an exchange and sell it for, what do you want? You want U.S. dollars? You want U.S. digital coin? You want U.S. Tether? You want...
Again, once people see it in their day to day as an option, more so than like looking for it, where it just starts to pop. Like, remember, like PayPal did this. PayPal is for like digital people, and then it just became, oh, everybody has PayPal. You know, it's same thing, same concept, but not in the system of money we currently
run. Yeah, and now PayPal has also allowed you to buy.
Of course,
and they hold have and use for transactions with merchants that accept it, and they are connected to what is it like 200 million users, 20 million merchants, or is it 200 million? I mean, It's insane how many people work with PayPal, right?
How many people accept Bitcoin?
On what? In the world? You don't know. There's no way to tell.
No, I mean like retailers and like, you know, vendors, like you're saying. AT&T, well, Microsoft, Wikipedia.
PayPal has...
Burger King, KFC, Overstock, Subway,
okay. Twitch. 29 million merchants. And 400 million active consumer accounts, not 200 million, 400 million.
This list I found is specifically people that like companies that accept Bitcoin, like wholeheartedly.
Where you got a link up there somewhere?
I'm gonna put it up. I got it.
All right, because we only got a few more minutes to go. We got like two more minutes.
They're in both things. So basically, like, the list is hold up. Come on. There it is. Major companies who accept Bitcoin.
Okay, we got nice Wikipedia, Microsoft, AT&T. Oh, they do. Wait, first major U.S. mobile carrier to provide a cryptocurrency payment option to customers through BitPay. Stop playing.
Like, about to pay my AT&T bill.
I don't want to use.
Right. Bitcoin, but it's possible.
Then you're just giving it away.
Burger King, KFC, Overstock, which I haven't really looked at, but we should look because it's easy to see. Subway, Twitch, of course, Pizza Hut. In Venezuela, you can
use it. Wow. Look, you're still high on the list. You're not even at the bottom.
Miami Dolphins.
You're in the D's.
Dallas Maverick, Virgin Galactic, Norwegian Air.
Virgin Galactic, so you can go to space on Bitcoin.
That's right. That's funny. Namecheap, Cheap Air, Gift.
You could literally take Bitcoin to the moon.
Newegg, which is a big consumer electronics company, does computer hardware and stuff. Pirate Bay, Internet Archive, 4chan, of course. Amazon, not directly. Now, this is interesting.
Yeah, but you know what? But that was the big rumor going around that that's coming. That's coming.
These are stores that accept it as payment. These are retailers.
So share that link in the comments.
I did.
And we got about less than a minute to go. We see anything exciting in there?
No, not really. Dish Network, which is interesting.
Dish Network, cable. Libertarian Party, Shopify.
Shopify. That
interesting.
We know.
I didn't know.
Naughty America, Adult Entertainment Provider.
Remax.
MovieTickets.com.
I mean, look, this is crazy.
It's a lot of people. Dude,
this is adoption, okay?
Yes.
Some serious fucking 100%. Adoption.
100%.
So, Sunday Crunch for myself. Where's our damn Brandon? Holy cow. Ended up with a bunch of screens here. For myself, Vandal, and Mr. Ferbs. Okay. Big shout out to our co-host, Max Quarters. Thank you for the Max Facts. Amen. Book of the week, record of the week. Go check out Stand By Me and Goosebumps, Three Ghoulish Tales or Terror Trips or
Goosebumps, something. Trip.
Graphic something. Novel. And study your facts. Get them actual and factual for Max Facts every Sunday Crunch at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll see you for Hot Take Tuesday, 10 p.m. with myself, Ferbs, and maybe someone else. We'll see. Fubs, any last words?
No, man. Change your passwords.
Hey, digital privacy. It's a thing. Or it's not a thing. Or it should be a thing. Pay attention.